Good morning, and let's get started. We're on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we're about, I'd say about halfway down or so. Eino Maspekas, sorry? Chaf Amud Beis, thank you. Thank you very much. Today's Daf is Chaf Aleph, we're on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. We have a very exciting Daf ahead. Let's get moving here. Eino Maspekas Lishtos Ad Shepana V'chulu, right? That her, we mentioned in the Mishnah that her... that while she's drinking, while she's in the middle of drinking, while the soap is in the middle of drinking, before she finishes drinking, then her face begins to contort, right? We read her face, her eyeballs, and her sinews. That's why we discussed in the Mishnah that beautiful pshat about what each of those are, the shutfim that create a person. That's why one is representative of each. Fantastic. So Mani, says the Gemara Mani, who's his opinion, that she doesn't even finish her drink. It must be Rishim and Ida, my makaves minchasa, v'achar kach mashke. Dekamad lo kover minchasa, lo bad kilamaya. It must be that it's Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says that she first brings her kover mincha, and then she drinks. Because what if she's supposed to bring her kover after she drinks? Then the drink won't work, she has to bring her carbon. So if her face is going to start to do that, and the water will take effect before she's done drinking, it must be that she already brought, her carbon. Except mincha, minchas is ikaron maskeras avon. Quotes the pasuk in Bamidbar, that it's the mincha... Zikaron Mazkeras Avon, that the mincha is a reminder of what happened for the sin, it must mean that the Kar Mincha was brought. So therefore, it seems to be that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. But Eima Seifa can't be going according to Rabbi Shimon, because the Seifa, the latter part of the Mishnah, is going against Rabbi Shimon. Yesh lo schus, haisa tolula. That if there's a schus, then it does hold her punishment, so to say, in abeyance, if that's the word, abeyance, yeah. Right? And therefore, she won't get punished right away. That's not Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Asal nor Rabbanan, that's only going to Rabbanan. Do Rabbi Shimon demar ein schus tolu b'mayim hamarim? Because it can't be Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon knows that there is no schusim by mayim hamarim. There is no schusim, and therefore it'll take effect right away. So is Rabbi Shimon like the first part of the Mishnah, or like the Rabbanan by later part of the Mishnah? Oh, what is more answer? I'm Rabbi Chista. I'm on Rabbi Kiva. It's Rabbi Kiva. He'll say Rabbi Shimon in the first part of the Mishnah, that first you bring the kor mincha and then she drinks. And in terms of schus, he holds like the rabbanon that there could be schusim, which would hold her punishment in abeyance. Continues the Gemara by the two dots. That they take her out, right? If she starts to blow up, they'll say, take her out of the Azara, right? Why? My time, says Gemara, why? The Dilma Mesa, because perhaps she'll die? The Memar de Mace Usar Bemachan Levia. Are we going to say that a mace is Usar in the Machan Levia in that middle camp there? Valtani Munjana Bryce, the Tommy Mace, Munjana Konis Machan Levia. We have a Bryce that says that a Tommy Mace is Mutter to be there. Little Tommy Mace Bilvadam, right? Not just a Tommy Mace. That's going to be your question. Not just a Tommy Mace. And let's see the Mace Atmo.
There's going to be a Kohen there.
This is the Machane Levia.
Yeah,
this is.
But the Kohen is there giving her the drink and doing all this stuff.
Good question, but maybe he's not right next to her, and there's no roof, right?
Yeah.
Right. So are we going to say that the Chutzer, but there is no roof there? So I don't think it's going to be Tumas Ohel. It seems to be according. It's a very good question, but it seems to be according to this that it's fine if there were to be a Tame person there, right? Then we quote the pasuk that when Moshe brought up Yosef's bones, he brought him up imo b'mechitzaso, which is referring to the Machne Levia. And the answer, Eliezer, is still going to not say because of the coming. Let's see what the answer says. Amar Abaya, so why are we not worried about this, about the Misa? Shema Tifros Nida, that we're not worried that she'll die, and therefore there's many issues with the Kohen, because a mace is able to be inside the Machane Levia. So we're just worried that lest she become a Nida, and a Tuma Hayotzeis Migufo, somebody who's Tame from something that discharged from them, one of the examples is a Nida is not able to be in the Machane Levia. The Memra says the Gemara, wait, she's going to become a Nida like right then? We're worried about that? L'meimra, to be a susa marafia? Is it this initial fear that she goes through, that initial instant where it's like, boom, all of a sudden her eyes start bulging, she's like, oh no, that's going to make her into a nida. Says more in, yes. The ksiv, we bring down a pasuk from Megillas Esther. That Esther Malka was very afraid, right? All of a sudden, it just kind of hit. V'amarav, and the in Megillah, Daf Tes Zayin, Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, what does it say? Shapir Sonida. That when the Gemara says, Vatischalchel Hamalka Mod, and the Marsha there explains, because the word is somewhat superfluous, and therefore when somebody gets very afraid, kind of like their bodily functions, everything can just kind of let loose, including the Nida. Vanatan, but wait, we're going to say now that if a person becomes very afraid, they're going to become a Nida. We have a Mishnah that seems to say the otherwise. Vanatanan, Charada Misalekistamim. That when a woman is afraid, it removes her becoming a nida. It doesn't happen. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Let's differentiate between two types of fear. Pachta, tsamis, that when it's a slow type of pachat, it's a build-up, then tsamis, it removes the fear. But when it's biasusa, it's like that initial sudden scare, like it was in our Gemara, or in our Mishnah, Merafia, then it could start the nida process. Good question. What happens if she wasn't? Well, it seems like if she wasn't here, then she won't be able to be brought in. So it must be that we bring her in at some point, or maybe waits. It hasn't brought it up yet, but maybe we wait until she's not a nida. That's the next point, because a toma hayosis migul was not allowed, and then the machna levia. The Ben Yoyada asked, by the way, why does the Gemara have to be so graphic in Megillah? Like, do we have to say vatischalchel hamalkam? Oh, that she became a nida. That's the way we have to interpret it. Or according to the other opinion, in Masechta Nida, she went to the bathroom. Do we have to really say that? That was when, by the way, she heard that Mordechai was donning sackcloth. Like, it was like, whoa, like, this is big stuff.
Is there a connection between Esther being green? I mean, something about Esther being green?
Not that I know of in terms of this particular case here, but that's one of the opinions brought down, right? Says the Ben Yoyada, it was a bigger nace. Because if she either became needed, or she went to the bathroom, meaning either one of those, and then she still found favor in Achashverosh's eyes shortly thereafter, it shows that there was a real sense of chen that Hashem gave her, because naturally when either of those things happen, it doesn't exactly hold her more beloved in the eyes of her husband, or in the eyes of the king, in this kind of case. And therefore, the Gemara is bringing down that when it says vatischalchel, that's some sort of superfluous thing, that's kind of showing that this is becoming more of a nace in terms of what's happening there. Tov, that's the Ben Yoyada. Take a look. Yesh lo zchus ha'yosav v'chulu, we had in the Mishnah, we said that if there's a zchus, which is going according to the Rabbanon, right? Because Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Schusim, right? So if there's a Schus, it could be Tola for 1, 2, or 3 years. Let's discuss this. Mani Masisin, who is our Mishnah? Lo Abi Yossi ben Chanon. Lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak. Ish Kfar Darom. It's not Abi Yossi ben Chanon. It's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak, the man of the, so to say, the north, or the south. Lo Rabbi Shmuel. And it's not Rabbi Shmuel, because we have three other opinions to how long the schos is able to be held in abeyance. If she has a schos, it'll be held for her for 3 months, according to the time it takes to recognize the ubar. As Rashi explains, across from where we are, a little bit down across from where we are, the pasuk says, v'niksa v'nizra zara. So, didarsh v'niksa al yidei schos, then she's cleared for her schos. K'day, how long k'day v'nizra zara? Kashir Sha'ubar Nikar Bimubaris, which takes 3 months for the Ubar to be Nikar in the mother, and therefore that's what it means, it's held for 3 months. Divrei Abi Yossi ben Chanan. That's Abi Yossi ben Chanan. Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak, Ishkfar Darim Omer, Tes Chadashim, no, it's 9 months. Shenemar v'nixar v'nizro zara. It's not just that it's held until it's recognizable, but it's until Ulalanu Omer, Zera Yavdenu Yisupar, and we make some sort of Zera Shava here, that it's a Zera who's able to serve Yisupar, which means Zera Haroi L'saper. So we have to wait 9 months if there's a child, and then the child can be born, so that this child is able to literally, yisaper, is able to talk. So again, we first had two opinions. Either schus is held for 3 months, k'dei hakaras ubar, or schus is held for 9 months, so that the child is able to be born. Third opinion, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shnei Masar Chodesh, 1 year. And even though there's no actual proof from a pasuk, there's some sort of zechel adavar. The Gemara is going to discuss that line. Diksiv, as we have a pasuk in Daniel, Lahain Malka, this is the pasuk by Daniel, in Ksuvim, right? When he was telling Nebuchadnezzar about the punishment that awaits him for putting up a golden image to defy Hashem, and his punishment would be to live with live animals. That was what the punishment was going to be, but Daniel told him that unless you give charity, unless you give tzedakah to the poor, then you won't have to go through that. Yes?
Just one question. The 9 month business bothers me because this child is going to be a monster. Why would Hashem allow that?
This is actually going to have a child.
Correct.
Although it could be that
it says that it yisupar, which means that it would be able to talk. If there's a child, then you're right. We're going to wait for that child to be born. One might say, on the other side, 3 months. you're going to kill this mother when there's a live fetus in there, a 3-month fetus? Isn't that murder not fair to the child?
She could be pregnant, and we're killing her anyway.
In the 3 months?
In any of the
9 months.
Even right away.
Correct. But waiting 3 months, hakaras uber, or waiting 9 months, is some sort of taiching up the pasuk to say that that's the way we have to do it. And you're right, Ellie. It could be that there's a baby right away. It could be there's a baby, and it could be maybe there's a baby 9 months, or maybe it's not really 9 months. Technically, maybe we actually have to wait until the child's born because of the.
Well, you're not waiting. She drinks.
Correct.
Hashem does whatever Hashem does.
Excellent point. It's Hashem taking care of it. It's not that we're okay. 9 months. Let's give her a call. Come back. We are leaving this up to Hashem, and we're saying, Hashem, you know what you're doing. 3 months, 9 months, you take care of it. You run the world, you know what you're doing. Right? Back to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that it can be held up for a year. Right? Lahein Malka, Milki Yishpar Alayich, let my advice be agreeable to you, says Daniel to Nebuchadnezzar. V'chatoich b'tzdaka frok, and let your sin be redeemed with tzdaka. V'av yosoch b'michan anyan, and let your iniquities be erased with your graciousness to the poor. Hein tevi arko l'shalva sayach, and let this let you find an extension for your shalva, your tranquility, through this in you giving tzedakah. Rashi points out a continuation of the story on the second line on top. V'chein nasa Nebuchadnezzar, he listened to Daniel's advice. Hayim akabitz b'chol yom, every day gathered on Yisrael, Yisrael, shehevi begola, v'yitzrich and mezonos. He gathered the Jewish people that were in exile, that needed food. When Daniel gave him this advice, he wanted to do this. He didn't care to push off the rush of Nebuchadnezzar's punishment. That wasn't his advice. That wasn't his purpose. He wanted to help these Jews who needed some money. That they were going on from door to door collecting money. He wanted to help them out. The next pasuk explains that everything kind of came on Nebuchadnezzar. Right, so this is Rabbi Shmuel Zeicher LeDavar, that it took 12 months for the punishment to come. Again, back to our question. What was our question? Our Mishnah said it can be held in abeyance for 1, 2, or 3 years. We had a different opinion, three other opinions that said 3 months, 9 months, or 12 months. But none of those opinions say 1, 2, or 3 years. So who's this going like? Well, it must be Rabbi Shmuel.
12 months is 1 year.
Right, but our opinion in the Mishnah is one opinion that says 1, 2, or 3 years.
Right.
Not 1 year, but you're right, Elazar. That's what the Gemara is going to say. That it's 1 year, and it could be multiplied by three. I love the way you forecast what's coming up next. Lolam Rabbi Shmuel, as Elazar just said, it's Rabbi Shmuel. Vashgach kra de Amar, and the pasuk repeats itself three times in Amos. V'tani dixiv koymar Hashem al shlosha peshe Edom, on these three sins of Edom. Hashem looks away, so to say, and he grants pardons up to three sins. These three sins, back to the pasuk in Daniel, can be 1 year each, and therefore he's going to grant pardon for up to 3 years. What does it mean that there's no Rai L'Dover, there's a Zeichel L'Dover? Why is it not, why is that pasuk from Daniel not an actual proof? Why is it just a Zeichel L'Dover? Why can't it be great? He granted a legal word? Something like that. He granted a reprieve for a year. That's great. That's a proof. Why Zechel Dover, not Rael Dover? Dilma Shani Ovdei Kachavim, Delo Mifgedina Alayu. No, because perhaps Ovdei Kachavim are different. Why? This is a fundamental little line for this question of Tzadik Veralo. Because perhaps by Ovdei Kachavim, Hashem is not quick to mete out their punishment. Rashi across from where we are, beautiful Rashi, I underlined it. Dilma Mifgedina Alayu, Ein Maharin Min Hashemayim Lefkod Avonosam Alayim Bolo. But Hashem is not quick to mete out punishment on the Ovdei Kochavim in this world. Aval miYisrael, but from us, mimaharin lipara ba'olam hazeh, very quick to mete out our punishment, umedaktikin acharem, and to come after us. Of course, all for our benefit. Sometimes Hashem could allow it to accrue on the other side for them and just kind of wait, let him have it here, and then it'll have the other there. Whereas by us, it's the opposite. Let's take that love from Hashem. I was bothered with this Gemara a little bit. I don't have an answer, but I don't have time to discuss it much, but I was really racking. We just read Pshat, and that's the way that it's explained. Like, we did this Gemara. But what do we... That the Sota's S'chus is going to be Tolala. So the Sota sinned, right? Say she had an affair. And then she had some sort of S'chus. The Gemara is going to explain Torah U'mitzvos now for the next Amud or so. And then it was held in abeyance for 1, 2, or 3 years. It was one sort of S'chus there. Here it's saying that by Nebuchadnezzar, he sinned, So Daniel came and said, quick, 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 quick. Do something good quick so Hashem will push it off. So he gives tzedakah, which is a great thing. And then we learn out that it's like three separate acts from the pasuk and Amos. I don't know. It was hard to. Now I guess it's becoming clear, but it was hard to parallel that to the schus that the sota had from beforehand to the schus that we're trying to rack up on Nebuchadnezzar after he already did what he did because he already put up the gold image to defy Hashem. Anyways, I didn't fully kind of catch that flow and how it's really a proof. That was the pshat in the Gemara, and if anybody has any thoughts, I'd love to hear it.
I don't know, but I do something else. I want to say it's very interesting. Like the one that you just read, the Rashi. He said Hashem is he's fast. Like he takes like the chiluk is between Jews and non-Jews. Like even like as a Jew, no matter what sins they did. Like even in this case, like she had an affair. She's Aisha Sish. She's like so chomer, and still that's considered like that's like in the Jew camp, like where. Right. Hashem tries to punish you very fast, and like so that you'll have like an olam haba. It's very interesting.
And that the proofs are coming from the non-Jewish camp.
Maybe it has something to do with the fact that she's remembering her sussy.
Maybe.
The fact that she's remembering it, then I'm going to...
Interesting. I like the thoughts. I wish we had an hour to just do Ian on these few lines and just to really kind of delve in deeper. Hopefully, perhaps later. Anyways, but let's continue right now. We have a big Gemara ahead. Here we go. Right? And we have some schosim that go on for 3 years. Zechus tamai. So what is the schos that the woman has? Right? 1, 2, or 3 years, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we established. What's the schos? Ilema schos to Torah. If we're going to say it's schos of Torah, Rashi says schos to Torah a few lines down from where we are. Shehaisa osekes betorah. That she was osek betorah. Again, Torah is not just a manual that we read. Lasso, as the brach we say in the morning, to toil over Torah. If it's schos of Torah, ha'ena mitzuvah v'osehi. She's not mitzuvah, as we said the other day. She's not commanded to do so, and therefore the schar is less than it would be for men who are commanded. By the way, just to wrap our heads around that, if let's say our wife asks us to make supper. Oh, okay, fine, you know, we'll make supper. But what happens if like our wife's out and we decide that we're gonna make supper? What a great surprise. Right?
Or wash the dishes.
It's easy. General, it's easier, correct me if I'm wrong, it's easier to do it when we're not asked or expected to do it. We're just like, wow, she's going to be so proud. She's going to be so happy. Can you imagine she's going to come home and the dishes will all be done and dinner will be ready? Can you imagine? That's more easy. So that's mitzvah osa in a very simplistic, brought down way. That's ena mitzvah osa and mitzvah osa. So the woman is not mitzvah osa, and therefore her schosim aren't that great for Torah. El schos to mitzvah. So it must be schos to mitzvah. Says the Gemara, schos to mitzvah, mi megana kulei hai, really is the schos to mitzvah having such effect that it's going to protect her? V'altani lintin abrai, says, zu darash Rav Nachman bar Yossi. This is what Rav Nachman bar Yossi expounded. Ki ner mitzvah v'tor or, that the ner mitzvah, ki ner mitzvah v'tor or, says the Gemara, tol akosav etz mitzvah b'ner, ner mitzvah, so a mitzvah is like a ner, v'es Torah ba'or, and an or, so to say a much greater light is like the Torah. By the way, what are some advantages over some sort of torch, some sort of light over just a candle? The Mepharshim bring down that first of all, a candle just burns for less time. Practically, a candle burns for less time, and therefore it doesn't have that type of effect, or it doesn't light up as much, right? It doesn't have the same light effect as a torch or as a larger light does. Maharal brings down, just in terms of Torah versus mitzvah, that Torah uses our mind, the infinite power of the mind, in contrast with a physical act that just we can kind of do it with our body. Yeah, maybe we'll have some das, but we do it with our body. Whereas by Torah, being osek ben Torah, we're really kind of using our mind, and therefore it has a much more powerful, infinite kind of effect. Also, what was the first thing that Hashem created? Or. And therefore, or is the first thing that Hashem created because he knew that the world would not exist without or, similar to Torah, that the world would not exist without Torah. So Torah has that eternal lasting effect. Es mitzvah b'ner lomer l'chol, what is mitzvah by ner coming to tell us? Ma ner eina megina el lefi shah. A mitzvah has some sort of illumination only temporarily, as we said. Af mitzvah eina megina el lefi shah. So just like a ner only has temporary illumination. So to the mitzvah, its protection is only temporary. That's the Torah ba'or lomar l'chol. What is Torah's comparison to or coming to teach us? Ma'or megin la'olam, or on the side we change it to me'ir la'olam, it lights forever. Af Torah, me'ira or megina la'olam. So to Torah, lights up forever. V'omer, and we quote a pasuk from Mishlei, which is in the Hadron for a Gemara. By the way, I glanced ahead. In about 28 days, Meretz Hashem, we're going to be Messiah Masech HaSota. What is on 28 days? I glanced at a calendar and I was shocked. Zos Chanukah, the 8th day of Chanukah. Talk about light. Talk about Torah. Talk about celebration. Unbelievable. Meretz Hashem, we'll be able to celebrate together with a beautiful Siyam, hopefully even on Zos Chanukah. Maybe we'll have one on that day with some good Sufganiyot and some good Torah and some good candles burning. That'd be beautiful. Okay. So, we quote from that pasuk. B'salecha tancha osach v'chulu. Let's quote that pasuk, right? When you walk, it will guide you. Let's understand that pasuk. V'salecha tancha osach zeho. That when we walk, it will guide us. The Torah will guide us. This is in this world. When we rest, it will watch over you. Zumisa. That the Torah watches over us even in death. Vakitsosa. Continues the pasuk. Vakitsosa hi sasichecha. That when you wake up, it will be your conversation. La'asid lavo. That when we continue on to the next world, that will be our conversation too. And the Mefarshim explained that by Tiches HaMesim, the Torah will proclaim for those who learn it. Ah, this person learned Torah, and that person will have the schus of being Mechaye Mason. Unbelievable. We're learning Torah, we're able to learn this. Meretz Hashem will all be Zocha. All be Zocha. Mashalotam Shay Malach Bishon Laila Vafel. Beautiful analogy that's brought down. It's like an analogy where somebody's walking in at night, in the darkness of night. It's pitch black. He's worried about the thorns and the pits and the thistles. From wild animals. And from robbers. He's not sure where he's going. He doesn't know which direction to go. So first comes along this light, which the Torah compares to, which the Gemara is comparing to, by the way, to a mitzvah. That's saving him from these thorns, the thistles and the pits, because he can see right in front of him. Va'adayin misyari michayiro uminalistim. But he's still afraid of the animals and the bandits who it doesn't matter if he has light, but they could still attack him. V'enyodea bezaderech malakin. He's still not sure which way he should really go, because he can't see far away, he can just see right around him. So he won't step inside of a pit. Kimish ola amura shachar. But once the sun starts to come up, that's amura shachar, that's the Torah, that's reference to Torah. Nitzol mechayro uminalistim. Then he's safe from wild animals and from bandits. Adayin in yodeh bezaderech malach. Nevertheless, he's still not sure which way to really go. Higil parshas drachim. Once he comes to the signs, the signposts. Tel Aviv, Yerushalayim, Netanya. All right, now he's able to know where to go. Nitzol mikulam. He's safe from all of them. The Gemara is going to discuss that, but I heard a beautiful thought here brought down that the Torah is like the daylight. But what's this crossroad? What's this crossroad? That's like a Rebbe. A Rebbe is able to show us which way to go. The Torah is very helpful. If we can have a Rebbe help guide our Torah, understand our Torah, and in life direction give us advice about what we should be doing in our lives, family, career, Torah, in all aspects, that helps. Reminded me of the analogy from the Mesilas Yesharim. I don't have it open right now. I wish I did. But when the Mesilas Yesharim describes having a Rebbe, the Mesilas Yesharim brings down that sometimes when we go through life, it's like a big maze, right? And we keep on turning right and left, and we always get caught inside that maze, and we can never really find our way out, and we're not sure where we're going. But sometimes we should ask somebody who's on top of it, who's able to look down at the entire maze and say, oh, just make a left and make a right. There you go. You can find it. There you go. That's like the Rebbe who's been through it, who's experienced it, who knows it, who has the Das Torah, who's able to guide us all the way through. So let's understand that. Let's analyze that a little bit. Dover Acher. We're about halfway down on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, right? Why is the mitzvah compared to a candle and the Torah is compared to this or, this much stronger light? Avera Mechaba Mitzvah. That the Avera is Mechaba Mitzvah. An Avera can extinguish a mitzvah. Then Avera Mechaba Torah. But an Avera cannot extinguish Torah. Again, an Avera can extinguish a mitzvah, according to this Gemara, but it cannot extinguish Torah. Shenemar Mayim Rabim, that a lot of waters, a pasuk from Sher Shirim, Lo Yuchu Luchabos Es Ha'ahava, cannot extinguish this Ahava, and Ahava is a reference to Torah. Again, so what do we see here from this whole piece? First of all, mitzvah is like an air, Torah is like or, and again, just a reminder that the morale says that because of this intellectual pursuit that Torah is, it has so much more of that eternal type of effect. But what do we see from all this? That Torah is a much more schus, much greater schus than it is a mitzvah. So we come back to the question, what is the schus of a woman with a mitzvah, which seems to be less than Torah? How can that save her? How can that hold her punishment in abeyance for year two or three? Amar Yosef mitzvah ben adasik ba, in the time when we're osik in a mitzvah, magna umatzel, it protects us and it saves us. Ben adelo asik ba, and when we're not involved with the mitzvah, aguni magna, it can protect us from punishment, but atzuli lo matzel, it doesn't save us from further sin. Torah, however, bein bina d'lo asikba, whether or not we're involved with Torah or not, but if we learn Torah, like we're learning Torah right now, early this morning, magna umatzel, it protects us and it saves us. Says the Pnei Menachem, what kind of Torah is this referring to that has this everlasting kind of effect? It's Torah that we're able to write down, Torah that we're able to teach, Torah that we're able to give over, Torah that's not just left inside of ourselves, but that we're able to share with others, our families, our friends, our colleagues, whatever it might be, that Torah has this everlasting kind of effect. Excellent point. Thank you. We're about to bring up David HaMelech also. Again, you're forecasting the Gemara. Beautiful. Shortly. On the bottom of the Amud. Maskevla Rava. Oh, actually, it's right now. Maskevla Rava, or Rabba, or it brought down on the side that it's Rava. Elamiato. So if Torah is so great, Dog Machi Tofel, Milo Askebi Torah, a question might be on our minds. Some people that were Osek in Torah, still, they did terrible things. Doeg was one of the advisors of Shol HaMelech, and because of him, the city of the Kohanim was destroyed. Achitophel was one of the. He joined the rebellion of Avshalom, who we had before in Maseches Sota. And these people were Talmidei Chachamim. How did the Torah not save them from being involved with such stuff? Amaylo higina alai. Why didn't the Torah not save them? El amarava Torah bin adasik ba magna umatzla. That when we're involved with Torah, it's magna umatzla. It saves us and protects us. Bin adelo asik ba, when we're not involved with Torah, aguni magna protects us, but atzuli lo matzla. It doesn't protect us from further sin. Mitzvah, bin adasik ba, Bain bin adelo asik ba, whether or not we're involved with that mitzvah at the same time, aguni magna, it protects us, but atzuli lo matzla. It doesn't save us. Ravina amar lolam schos Torah, really what is it for women that's helping them? It's really the schos Torah. Udikamra in a mitzvah vos. And if you're going to tell me, as we said earlier on top, then they're not mitzvah vosos, therefore how can Torah really have that type of schos? Nhidifkudi lo mifkada, very, very awesome line. Granted that they're not commanded to learn it, but be'igra demakren umasnin benayu, but the reward that they get for literally learning with their kids, helping their kids go off to school, v'natran luhu legavrayu ad osum mibei midrasha, and they kind of wait for their husbands to come home from the base medrash at night, mitlo palgan bahadayu, don't they not split the reward? And the Mepharshim bring down, of course, that when an army goes to war, so those on the front lines, but those on the behind the scenes too, everybody's involved with that war, and everybody gets spoils from the war, or in a startup. You know, equity is going to, you know, people will get the reward for an acquisition or a sale or an IPO, whether they're sales and marketing on the front lines or the developers behind the scenes, and nobody sees them. We're all in this battle together, we're all fighting together, and therefore men and women, whether or not we're in the base medrash right now, or our wives are taking care of, you know, they're at home holding up our homes, so everybody's in it together and getting reward together. So therefore, according to this opinion, in Ravina, that the schus of Torah for women can also help protect them from Sota. My Parsha Strachim says the Gemara going back.
So could be her husband's marriage, that he learned Torah on her behalf, he was learning on her.
Sounds like it. It's a very interesting point. It's a fascinating point, because what you're bringing down is great. The husband was a Talmid Chacham. She became a Sota.
Right.
She enabled her husband to learn. Right. And now she's getting her punishment held in abeyance for year two or three.
It's ironic, because also the whole schar is the initial legal value. It means, it says, Rashi says that she waits for her husband when he goes to a different city. In this case, she didn't actually wait for her husband. She became a sota.
Somebody else. So maybe, yeah, unbelievable. I guess at one point she was righteous, because if she was never righteous, then she would never have that schos. So it must be that at some point, you're right, later on she was. Fascinating. By the way, I spoke to the rabbi yesterday. I was trying to understand it, and I asked him Ellie's question from yesterday. The whole thing about Sota, the whole beauty about Sota, is that finally we're able to say that, that's what I'll say with confidence. Great, my wife, nothing really happened while she was in Yichud. But now he's not able to say that anymore, because if her punishment is held in abeyance for a while, at least a year or two or three perhaps, then how can he have that security and confidence? Anyways, we had the discussion. The question bothered the rabbi for a while too, and we tried to discuss it. He brought up an answer. Let's go on. But let's recognize. Let's try to ask people and try to gain some clarity on it. But it's a very good thing to think about. Tov. Okay. Great point. So my parsha drachim. What is these parshas drachim that help us? Again, we had the light, which is the mitzvah when this person is going out there at night. We had the sunrise, which is the Torah. And then we had this, showing us sign signpost showing us like the Waze. All of a sudden, you know, the person's phone was down. All of a sudden, Waze began working again, and now they know where to go. So, what is this GPS system that comes up? Amar v'chista zet tamen chacham v'yomisa. Some sort of tamen chacham v'yomisa, which means that only when he hasn't sinned and he knows that he's made it kind of on that last day, that's the type of level that we are referring to. Yomisa also, maybe it could mean somebody who learns every day, like it says Yomisa, right? Brought down in Pirkei Avos, I think I heard this a while ago, that that we should consider every day, right, as if it's our Yom Misa, right? Why not Misa? Why not Yom Misa? Because if the doctor ever told us, you have, this is your last day to live, how would we live that day? So we should live every day as if it's our last day. Not just like we're dead, but we have one more day to live, so let's live and let's really carpe diem as much as we can on that last day. Let's be indefatigable. Word of the day for Shabbos. I signed up for Word of the Day calendar. I get a daily email now for Word of the Day. And let's be indefatigable in terms of our commitment to Torah study. Yesterday was defenestrate. Today is indefatigable. Baruch Hashem, we're expanding our horizons in all areas.
Just that feel me,
Alicia.
Apparently not. So, let's continue here. So here we go. Okay, I totally lost my train of thought. Okay, V'yomisa. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, what's this Parshas? Drachim. Amar Zet Tam Nachachim V'yarascheit. Some sort of uber level of V'yarascheit. Amar Zutra Amar Zet Tam Nachachim Desalka Leishmaitza Alibadilchasa. That when he says the Halacha, it's the correct kind of Saki. It's such a head on his shoulders in terms of Halacha that he's got the right thing that's going for him. Devar Acher, a quote. Aver Mechava Mitzvah and Aver Mechava Torah. What does that mean? Amar V'yosef. Darshi Rav Nachman Bar Yosi Lahai Kroki Sinai. He darshin this Pasuk just like it was said at Sinai. Just like it was said at Sinai so confidently. And had the wherewithal with Torah to be able to darshan it this way, they would not have chased after David HaMelech, because this is real Torah. I mean, they had nice Torah. They didn't have real Torah. What was he saying? Diksiv, lemor elokim azvu v'chulu. What were they saying about David HaMelech? That they said that Hashem had forsaken David HaMelech. My drosh, why did they say that? V'lo yir b'cha ervas. Davar pasuk from Sefer Devarim, that when it says v'lo yir b'cha ervas davar v'shav ma'acharecha, the Gomer, right, v'shav ma'acharecha, that Hashem will not see any ervas davar, and then he's gonna kind of be with us. So v'hein einon yodin shaver mechava mitzvah, that they thought about the ma'is of Batsheva, that it was really there and therefore it had an effect on David and it wiped everything out. They didn't know that only an aver is mechava a mitzvah, v'hein aver mechava Torah, and David had a lot of Torah. So David's Torah would not be mechaba this potential sin. Was it a sin? Was it not a sin? Not for right now, with our 6 minutes left or whatever for today's shir. But big discussion there, and apparently it wasn't a sin, right? Kol Omer David Chote, right, is wrong, right? So we have to. That has to be understood. My boz yavozulo can the pesukim there in Shir Hashirim. We had a pasuk earlier from Shir Hashirim. Ve'ena ver mechaba Torah. We had a pasuk earlier that said Ma'im Rabim lo yuchul chavos es ha ahava. So it continues the pesukim there, right? Boz yavozulo. The beginning part of that pasuk, we have to fill in these lines here, describes that material wealth cannot buy the love from Hashem. Boz yavozulo, which means that it will scorn him. Amar ula. Why boz yavozu? What's the double language boz yavozu? Lo kishimon achei azaria. It's not like Shimon Achei Azariah, Shimon the Tana, whose brother Azariah was wealthy and supported him in learning Torah. Look, Rabbi Yochanan de Ben Asiyah, and it wasn't like Rabbi Yochanan who was supported by the Nasi, look, Hill of the Shivna. This relationship, which is not positive, is like Hill and his brother Shivna. Dichi Yasser, Rav Dimi Amar, Hill of the Shivna, Achei Havu. Hill and Shivna were brothers. Hill Osak B'Torah, Hill famous, right? We know he was Osak in Torah. Shivna Avad Iska. Shivna was a businessman. And what do we know about Hillel? What's the famous Gemara about Hillel in terms of his poverty level? He was very poor. We have that story in that Gemara in Maseches Yuma that he couldn't afford to pay the coins who went into the Beis Medrash. He stayed on the roof. The sunlight, right? That sunlight, and there was snow, and they saw that there was a form there up there. He couldn't afford to get into the Beis Medrash, and his brother was some wealthy businessman. Lesov, so then after Hillel became who he was, Amar Leh, so Shivna's brother said to him, Tonna Rogliflog, ah, Hillel. All right, now I'm wealthy. You're some great rabbi now. Now let's enter this like Yisachar Zvulun partnership. Yosef Baskel Verma, no. Baskelnan said him, Yitei Nishas, Kohon Beis of Achulu, Ho. Boz yavozu lo. We have the end, first part of the pasuk here, and the end of the pasuk there, which means that you can't buy it right now. It's too late. You can't start to use all the material wealth now to buy it. It has the partnership, halach lamais, if there is a yisachar zvulun type of relationship, it has to be gotten into before the person becomes the type of person that they're able to become. Turning over, daf chaf aleph amud beis, let's do a little bit more today. By the way, Ellie, I was thinking that the daf can get a little bit smaller over the next fetus, even if we're behind a little bit of a half number, we're still okay. Aleph was just too action-packed to not spend more time on. Omer ben Azai, chai vadam lamed eschulut, right? We had a whole discussion, we discussed it yesterday, about whether women are obligated to learn Torah, what kind of Torah. We had the Chafetz Chaim, who explained much more halach l'maisa than it is what the Gemara seemed to indicate, right? Rabbi Lezer, omer kol lamed esbito Torah, melamed tiflos, melamed tiflos. Rabbi Lezer seemed to have a very strong opinion against ben Azai, that it's considered like we're teaching our daughters tiflus if we teach them Torah. Whereas Ben Azai said, we have to teach them. And what was his reason? Anybody remember? What was Ben Azai's reason why we have to teach our daughters Torah? Last name. Bless you.
So they'll know that they don't, why they don't die right away.
Oh, right, right. So they'll know that in case they're a sota, and they don't blow up right away, then they won't let out La's bad word about
the just teach her not to be a
just
sota.
Just teach her not to be a sota. Tov, right? Sometimes, tov. Right, but here we go. So tiflus, so daitov. Here in the States, it's like teaching her tiflus. Like tiflus? Tiflus is some sort of like physical desire. Like, what do you mean tiflus? That's such a strong word. It's Torah. It's Halakha Torah. Says Gemara, Elei Maki'ilu Lamda Tiflus. No, it's like we taught her tiflus. Says the Rashi on top, Shemitocha Himevina Ermumas Va'osedvara Batsne. As we quoted in the Shir yesterday, that she'll know some sort of trickery from the Torah, just a little bit of Torah, and she's going to be able to circumvent halacha. The Meiri argues with Rashi and just says, no, that a little bit of Torah can be damaging if we don't get the whole picture. Amar Rivo, my time with Rabbi Lezer, why does the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer say that it's like we're teaching her tiflut? Diksiv, ani chachma, says the pasuk in Mishlei, ani chachma, I'm Torah, shachanti arma, that it's like cunning, so to say, dwells with me, that if we know Torah, then there's what we could do to get around certain things. Kevash nichnasa chachma b'adam, that once chachma enters a person, nichnasa imo irmumis, that irmumis, the trickery is able to get inside of a person too. Rabbanon, what do the rabbis then use that pasuk for if they say that a woman should learn Torah? Hi, ani chachma. My avile, what did you use with that pasuk? Ani chachma. If the trickery could get into a person, and we don't want to teach that to women, then what do we do with that? Miboyle lechederebi Yosi berbichina. It's like the opinion of Rabbi Yosi berbichina. Damar Rabbi Yosi berbichina. Ein divrei Torah miskaimen ela b'mi shemamed atzmo aram alan. That divrei Torah are only miskaim, only last, only are mekaim for those that are ready to give it all up for Torah. Shneimar ani chachma shachanti arma. I am chachma shachanti arma. What does that mean? Rav Dessler says that's Nasa Vanishma. That's Nasa Vanishma. Anybody who's able to give it all up, Nasa Vanishma. I don't even know what the Torah says, but I'm all in. In a poker hand, I don't know what my hand, I'm all in. This is going to work. Therefore, that's an unbelievable thing, unbelievable level to reach. Rashi brings down that it's that somebody's able to go all ends to really learn it, to really shteig, to really grow, to shigurim and the rabbeim, and to really make it happen. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, last little piece here. Ein divrei Torah miskaim el b'mishem mesim atzmo k'misha eino. That the divrei Torah are only mekaim on a person who makes himself as if he doesn't exist, so to say. Shenemar, sorry. Oh, good. We had the word. What was the word that was used by Moshe Rabbeinu? A three-letter word. And then we discussed Har Sinai, right? And Moshe Kibbutz Torah, Misinai, Ayin, right? Right? Ime Ayin, like, I am like nothing, right? So listen to what we're going to use here. Excellent. I'm so glad you referenced that. Right? V'ha chachma me Ayin timatse. And chachma, from where is it going to come? That's a pasuk in Eov. Literally, me Ayin, the Maharal points out that one of the purpose of Torah is to shape us into a B'nai Torah. Torah helps us, shapes us into B'nai Torah. But if we're already shaped with who we are, and then we try to fit Torah into that, then that might not work so well. But we allow Torah to shape our personality, shape our perception of the world, shape our perception of morality and halacha and what is right and what is wrong. That helps us shape from our me'ayin into something. And we should be able to do that, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was, and continue to steig and grow and learn together. And wish us all an amazing day, and what an awesome daf we had.
Between Moshe and Korah.